This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Kicking off hour number two, you can call in and join us by dialing toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And the us in studio tonight is me, Daryl.
Michael.
And Chris.
And we spent the better part of the first hour talking about wasteful government spending. And, well, we found the article that I was trying to tease, but couldn't remember what it was. Apparently, Apple did something with a gray button.
With a gray key. Okay, so Apple...
So what is this thing? Because I don't use Apple devices.
I don't either. I do, however, pay attention to what Apple's doing.
Okay.
Because these iPhones are very popular, and they have... The governments have a funny habit of wanting to break into them from time to time.
Yes, I think most people probably remember the San Bernardino incident from, was that late 2015, 2016?
Sounds about right.
Yeah, 2015, because it was a topic of discussion in the 2016 presidential election.
So one of the devices that governments use to break into iPhones is called a gray key.
All right.
And this article comes to us from Forbes. Apple has managed to prevent the hottest iPhone hacking company in the world from doing its thing. Uncloaked by Forbes in March, Atlanta-based Grayshift promised governments its gray key tech could crack the passcodes of the latest iOS models right up to the iPhone X. From then on, Apple continued to invest in security in earnest, continually putting up barriers for Grayshift to jump over. Grayshift continued to grow, however, securing contracts with Immigration and Customs Enforcement and the Secret Service. Now, though, Apple has put up what may be an insurmountable wall. Multiple sources familiar with the gray key tech tell Forbes the device can no longer break the passcodes of any iPhone running iOS 12 or above, which is the recent version that came out like a couple weeks ago.
Okay, so are they calling the iPhone X iPhone 12?
No, the
because I know that they've got like a weird counting scheme that they do.
The iPhone is the phone. The iOS is the software that runs on it.
Ah, okay. Okay, so iOS 12, is that the version that's on this iPhone X?
Right, that's the latest version that came out just a couple weeks ago,
right,
and most current iPhones will get it as an update.
Okay.
If your iPhone doesn't, it's very, very, very old.
All right.
So on these devices, GrayKey can only do what's called a partial extraction, sources from the forensic community said. That means police using the tool can only draw out unencrypted files and some metadata, such as file sizes and folder structures. Now, previously, GrayKey used brute-forcing techniques to guess passcodes and had found a way to get around Apple's protections preventing such repeat guesses, but no more. And if it's impossible for GrayKey, which counts an ex-Apple security engineer among its founders, it's a safe assumption few can break iPhone passcodes. Now, police officer Captain John Sherwin of the Rochester Police Department in Minnesota said of the claim iOS 12 was preventing GrayKey from unlocking iPhones, quote, "That's a fairly accurate assessment as to what we have experienced."
All right, so it sounds like he's tried to break into some people's iPhones.
Yes, he has, and he hasn't been able to. So he says, give it time, and I'm sure a workaround will be developed, and then the cycle will repeat. Someone is always building a better mousetrap, whether it's Apple or someone trying to defeat device security.
So my first thoughts here are somewhat of skepticism, and this is actually Apple trying to help the police. And hold on, I'll explain, because we know that Apple has in the past said, hey, police, if you have a valid warrant and you've not, bricked the phone by trying to brute force into it too many times, we will unlock the thing for you.
Wait, when did they say this?
Yeah, when did they say this?
They've said that numerous times. That's one of the things in the San Bernardino situation. They actually told the FBI, we can't do anything because you bricked the phone by trying to guess the passcode too many times. And then it locked everything down.
Yeah.
They basically told the FBI, had you not tried cracking into the phone, we would have gotten into the phone for you. So by preventing police from trying to crack into phones, it's in a roundabout way helping the police, because then Apple will crack into the phones for the police.
I don't recall this, what you're talking about there with the San Bernardino thing. As far as I know, Apple basically gave the FBI the finger the whole time.
Because the FBI had already
Not because
bricked
the FBI
the
had
phone.
Bricked the phone, but because that was Apple's normal stance. Go away.
So, as I understand it, what Apple said is, if we create something to crack the encryption at this point, then it would be able to unlock every phone, and we're not going to do that. But had
they
you
did
not,
say that.
But had you not bricked the phone, we could have gotten into it.
Yeah, that second part, I don't recall this at all.
Yeah. I do, and
one of you people out there has been following this closely. Give us a call.
If you remember as I do, or maybe I'm misremembering, but I've heard other tech podcasters say the same thing, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You look like you had something to say.
Yeah, I think the way it was said may just be misconstrued or misunderstood, as opposed to, because I think there was some excuse like given like that. But at the same time, I don't necessarily know that their stance wasn't that they had no intention of helping them unlock the device or create a backdoor, at least is the way it was phrased, I think.
Yeah. So trying to find something on the Apple website, they do have a government information request page on their website. So I'll try digging into this and see if it mentions complying with warrants. But let's continue.
Yeah, but that's a little bit different than helping to
extract
encrypted devices from the phone itself.
If the warrant says, we want information from this device, and Apple says, we will comply with valid warrants as long as you haven't turned the phone into a brick. Maybe
well, it would be
implying
a subpoena. It would be a subpoena, not a warrant. I'm trying to think what the difference between a warrant and a subpoena is. A warrant would be if to get access to. Oh, that would be weird.
People get subpoenaed. Information forcibly
information
provided.
Information gets subpoenaed from a company. It would be
if you're a witness in a case.
Yeah.
They give a subpoena for Chris to appear in court to testify.
Okay.
If they want to get information, then the
court issues
a warrant saying this person is required
A warrant would be for something that already exists, not to...
Yes, the iPhone exists. Information on iPhone exists.
Hold on. Something that's within your control that exists. The iPhone, they can't make somebody do something like create a backdoor for the phone. That was the whole point of those multiple cases that we had.
Account request on the Apple
That's
website.
For something that Apple has already.
Account request for most commonly involved information related to a customer's Apple account. We apply the highest U.S. legal standard, and we require a search warrant for all U.S. requests for content. All international requests for content stored in our data centers in the U.S. must comply with the U.S. Electronic Computer or Electronic Communication Privacy Act. So they're saying that they will comply with valid warrants.
Information that they hold as a company, not information that's on the customer's phone.
Stuff on your iCloud or whatever.
Stuff on the phone automatically goes to the iCloud.
It's synced, unencrypted,
so Apple has the information.
I don't know how much information they have, but yes, you make an argument here. But again,
Very few people turn off syncing to iCloud. So Apple has the information.
Okay.
Apple
says they
will comply with warrant.
Won't disagree with you on that.
Maybe I'm reading something into it, and maybe you're speculating on the customer side, customers actually care about their privacy.
Hold on. So if Apple is going to refuse to basically get the data off the phone, there must be something on the phone that they don't already have.
Possibly, or they could just be saying, we're not going to create something to break the encryption on the phone, but you give us a warrant and we'll give you the info that we have.
Assuming we have it.
they will give what they have.
Right.
Whether they have it or not is another question, but they will give what they have. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE.
This November, I'm running the New York City Marathon as a member of Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. 2018 has been a banner year for the Innocence Project. Since January, 9 of their clients have walked free. Innocent people who combined to serve more than 200 years in prison for crimes they did not commit. And because of the Innocence Project, the risk of being wrongfully convicted has been greatly reduced for millions of people. October 2nd is International Wrongful Conviction Day. It's an opportunity to draw attention to the countless innocent men and women who remain behind bars and the need to reform our broken criminal justice system to prevent wrongful convictions. At any given time, the Innocence Project represents 200 clients who need their help to prove their innocence. This year, the Innocence Project helped pass a first-in-the-nation prosecutorial oversight law in New York and eyewitness identification reforms in New Hampshire and Louisiana. You can help the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Nothaus. Now Bernard's son Extra has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at ld2coin.io. Get yours, ld2coin.io.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is how you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl,
Michael,
and Chris.
And there's still time, possibly, maybe, for you to get to the Texas Bitcoin Conference. It starts tomorrow in Austin, Texas. So if you've got to fly, then fly in early. If you live within driving distance, then, you know, you still got time to drive. And, of course, Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the Texas Bitcoin Conference. Ian left earlier today. Mark is on a choo-choo, should be arriving tonight, hopefully, maybe. I'm not in charge of his travel plan, so I don't know when he's arriving. I'm also not in charge of Ian's travel plan. I just know that Ian left earlier today. So, again, yeah, the Texas Bitcoin Conference, they have multiple networking opportunities, panels, and keynotes from industry leaders. And 2018, if you've never been, 2018 is the best year to attend. The Texas Bitcoin Conference has everything from a governance panel to a juggling workshop with speakers like Paul Pooey, Bruce Fenton, Lynn Ulbricht, and more. For the full schedule, head over to texasbitcoin.com/schedule. And you can also get your tickets at texasbitcoin.com. That's texasbitcoin.com. So, Chris, apparently there's some kind of horrible privacy law in the European Union that is it requiring people to remove names off of their doorbells, or that's just the extent people are going to because they bought into the fear of, if I have my name on my doorbell, I might go to prison.
So this is actually a town, I guess, removing the doorbell, the names from the doorbells, because I guess, or the post office or something to that effect, removing the names from the doorbells.
Okay.
So let's back up a moment, though. So the GDPR is basically
that's the
general
global department of
I believe it's a general regulation data protection.
All right. So it's some British or not British European Europe. Union EU law about privacy that, depending on how broadly or narrowly one interprets the words written down on paper, it could apply to farmers in Iowa.
Yeah, it absolutely, definitely, I think.
Again, depending on how broadly or narrowly one reads
it's a very broad law, though.
Right, but so do you really think, because I know that you take the very broad interpretation of what this thing is, because we've had this discussion previously.
Sure.
Do you really think that police in Europe are going to spend time investigating a farmer in Iowa that may have a website that somebody in
selective enforcement
Germany goes to? Yes, everything is enforced.
And this is the problem with these laws, is when the law is so broad that you can enforce it on basically anybody willy-nilly.
Anybody anywhere in the world.
Right. They're going to at some point. Somebody's going to have an itch up their...
Yep.
And they're going to enforce it on somebody or try to enforce it on somebody, and somebody's assets are going to be seized, and... Yeah, I mean, that's just how it works. I don't know. I mean, there's so many other laws that you can use, too, but it's just one more.
Right. So what's the latest? And I'm still confused about why the post office would be removing names off of doorbells.
It's just what they do
in
this city and country Europe. So I guess it's kind of common in Europe. I think Germany's also got... It's common in Germany, I think, and I think...
I know that a lot of large apartment buildings...
Yeah.
You know, there's little buzzers to where you know, like, this person's in apartment 307 or whatever, but it's not the post office that puts those names there. It's not the post office that would have the authority to remove the names, which is why I'm curious why the post office
is involved
in doorbells.
So, you know how we have numbers in the United States for houses?
Yes.
Well, I don't know how it is in the rest of Europe, but I know in the UK, they have names instead of numbers in some places.
Okay.
So, I would kind of relate it to that.
All right. So, instead of saying apartment 375 at West 37th Street in London, that apartment would have a name, not a number?
Yes.
Sounds weird, but okay.
Or maybe the name of a building it would be addressed to as opposed to a number.
Okay.
Like a house number.
Got, so they're removing the names of the buildings from the buildings?
I don't know.
You're me, the one with me, the story.
Well, you me, are getting narrow, very story. Confused.
So, yeah, so the story. I read the story last week, and I'm bringing it in now, okay? So
right.
It's been a little while since I've read the story. It's a good story.
Yeah,
let me jump into the story and not have talking about
what we think the story talks
right,
about.
Exactly. Let me not have errors and stuff in what I'm relaying here. So finding someone's home in Vienna used to be a fairly simple process. You approached the building, checked for the correct name from that list at the door, and then rang the doorbell. But these are different times, difficult times, and the doorbells aren't an exception. Across the Austrian capital, last names are being replaced with numbers to conform with a new far-reaching European privacy law that took effect earlier this year. About 220,000 name tags will be removed in Vienna by the end of the year, the city's housing authority said. Officials fear that they could otherwise be fined up to $23 million, or about $1,150 per name.
So this is government housing.
That's what it sounds like.
I'm not sure that that's entirely clear.
What's the source on this article?
So this is Europe, guys. So they do things differently in Europe, and like there's a lot of socialism going on. So I'm not entirely sure that this is...
Well, what's the source on this story?
So this is from the Washington Post.
All right.
.com. Let me continue with the story, and maybe you'll kind of explain, but I don't think it does. They are acting following a complaint by a single tenant, but no court has so far ruled on whether names on doorbells are indeed a violation of Europe's tough new privacy laws. Vienna's housing authority did not respond to calls on Friday. So it sounds like maybe it is, some sort of... But again, a lot of... I know in, like, the UK, for example, and a lot of these European countries, a lot of the housing is owned by the government. And so, you know, it's... I don't know how big Vienna is, so I don't know what 220,000... That sounds like a heck of a lot of homes. And mind you, each home is likely to have more than one person, so... You know, what is that in terms of population? I don't know. But again, I also don't know the population of, the capital of
Vienna?
Yeah, Vienna. So if somebody wants to look that up, might help us get an idea. The continent has long been at the forefront of consumer protection laws. While Google Street View blurred the faces of individuals across the world, European users successfully demanded an additional option to have their houses or apartments blurred, too. EU watchdogs also regularly investigate American tech giants like Google and Facebook and have shown a more serious commitment to hold to them to account over privacy breaches than their U.S. counterparts. Yes, I mean, that's certainly true. But the U.S. is now trying to pass a law similar to this. So it might be coming to a city near you.
1.9 million people in Vienna.
Okay, so if you pop to 220,000. So it's a good proportion of the city, probably.
Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
USA Radio News.
Florida resident Cesar Sayoc Jr. was charged Friday with five federal crimes related to at least 13 mail bombs being sent to former President Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and other leading Democratic critics of President Trump. FBI Director Christopher Wray on how they were able to apprehend the suspect.
I want to focus for a moment on the amazing work of our folks at the FBI lab. Based on their initial analysis, they uncovered a latent fingerprint from one of the envelopes containing an IED that had been sent to Congresswoman Maxine Waters. We have confirmed this fingerprint is that of Cesar Sayoc.
Megyn Kelly is out at NBC as her show has been canceled as the network continues to deal with backlash surrounding the now former host's recent blackface comments. The Dow was down 296 points to close the week at 24,688. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Martin Armato, designer and lifestyle expert, TV host and author, is here to share his helpful tips. How can we start and start out with giving our home a nice quick refresh as we head into the season?
I love the fall season, and there are different things that we can do throughout the house to really give it an update, a spruce up, if you will. Let's begin with safety first. It's super important. And what I want you to do is go ahead and test all of your home safety devices, like your smoke alarm, your carbon monoxide detectors, and you want to make sure that the batteries are functioning properly. In addition to that, you can also take the time to replace any outdated alarms that you have throughout the house. Now, you can do that with a product that I love. It's the First Alert 10-Year Smoke Alarm. As the name says, it has a sealed 10-year battery, which means it needs no replacing for the life of the alarm. In addition to that, it combines a photoelectric smoke alarm and also a carbon monoxide alarm.
Where can our listeners go for more information?
So for more information, we have a website called betterstuffforlife.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the toll-free call-in line, how you can call in to join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl,
Michael,
and Chris.
And we've been talking about this privacy law thing that exists in the European Union. And, well, apparently some people in Austria are concerned that if they have their name on their doorbell, that they might be found in violation of the thing, or maybe the landlords think that they might be found in violation of the law. It's all really confusing, and you know, like I don't think that the GDPR, and I forget exactly what it stands for, but I don't think that it specifies you can't have a name on a doorbell.
It doesn't.
Yeah, I don't think it does either. It does seem like it might be extending it beyond what the law requires, but again, somebody's interpretation, and more than one, has interpreted it as such. And as we know, broad laws, you have these types of situations.
Right.
If you look at a very nice paragraph. Some critics say that the push towards more privacy has gone too far. Several U.S. news sites, including the Chicago Tribune and Los Angeles Times, became inaccessible in Europe after the new data protection law was introduced earlier this year. So it's not just this government housing in Vienna, which apparently might be as much as half of the population is being impacted by this in Vienna, based off of this one interpretation.
Right, that's assuming slightly over four people per apartment or house that's being affected.
Right.
Of the 220,000, that just says
right. That's what
220,000 name badges. I don't think the average house has four people in it.
No, it's probably like somewhere between three and four. I don't know exactly which. And again, this is Europe, so it might even be lower than what I'm guesstimating. But this is, I believe, are roughly around the statistics that are usually the case. But if you want to look it up, go for it. Might have some better information. But it's still a huge number, whatever it is. 220,000 people, even in a city of 1.9 million, is substantial number. And they said last names, so I think it's probably pretty fair to assume that there's probably more than one person average
right, so
a household.
It's definitely more than 220,000 people,
yeah.
But I don't think it's a million people that are being affected in
know.
What appears to be government housing here, but again, we don't know. We're speculating a lot here because the Washington
yes.
Post isn't giving us a lot of details. And again, I'm still curious about, you know, yeah, this whole thing is just strange to me.
Yeah, so, and this isn't just Vienna, though. It's actually changed in other European cities. So, but in Europe, a doorbell isn't just a doorbell. While some countries, including France, Spain, and Poland, introduced numbers instead of names decades ago to make things easier, Germany and some other countries upheld the doorbell name tradition. Doorbells are part of the building's identity and build community. Everyone knows everyone because the names are right there at the front door. So, yeah, it's not just Vienna where this was, like, a tradition. It's lots of places in Europe, apparently.
Yeah, it just seems strange to me that every time a new tenant moves in, the name of the apartment number, you know, like the actual, the flat, which is what they call them in Europe.
Right.
Oh, yes, this is not Unit 303 of this building.
And,
this
know,
is Unit Chris.
Yeah.
And Chris moves out, and then it becomes Unit Daryl.
Yeah.
Right.
It's I don't know if that's what's going on here. It might. That
that's
might
what
not.
It sounds like you're describing is happening.
Well, that's what it sounds like to me, but I don't necessarily know. Because so one of the things we also don't know is just because in the UK that's common, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's the same thing in the situation.
Well, in the UK,
you know?
I also know that they do assign unit numbers to the thing. The Ecuadorian embassy is flat 3B of that apartment building.
So it does. That's true. They do sometimes, but they don't always. It just depends. And I've mailed many of items to people in the UK over the years without any kind of number. So it's just a name.
You've still got the postcode.
Right, but the
not any kind of house numbers, what we're talking
right,
about here.
Right, so there are offices in the state house in New Hampshire where if you go to the state website and look up particular offices, it doesn't provide a street number. There's still a street number for that building, but it just says address it to office of fill-in-the-blank department.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that there's not a street address.
Yeah, now take it to the next level and have this for some random person's house. I mean,
that's not how mail works in the U.S.
It's not, but that's how it works in the U.K.
You're speculating that that's
no,
how
no,
it works.
No, this is how it works. I've addressed, well, not personally I haven't addressed, but people who have worked for me, this is how they. This is how it's been addressed, and it's not an issue getting through the mail.
So there's no street name,
there's going to be a street name, but there's
Bill
no
O'Shaughnessy.
There's no house number. There's no building number.
That seems very, very strange to me. Is there more from this article?
It's strange to me, too.
Or does it just sort of start repeating over itself?
Yeah, no, I think we covered it.
Yeah.
I mean, this is,
so I found something from the Teller Report, and this just adds even more confusion, where apparently the Federal Commissioner for Data Protection, Andrea, I don't know how to pronounce this weird letter that doesn't exist in the English alphabet. Andrea Volkhoff has rejected data protection concerns regarding tenant names on bell labels. She said, the call to remove all bell labels is unnecessary. The Owners Association House and Grund has demanded clarification from the federal government after a case from Vienna had caused a stir. A tenant had complained that his landlord or to his landlord about his name being on the bell and appealed to the new General Data Protection Regulation. He got right whereupon names of tenants are to be replaced by numbers at all 2,000 so-called community buildings in the Austrian capital affected are more than 200,000 apartments. A possible reason for the Viennese actionism, the GDPR provides for fines for data breaches, but Volkov says that neither automated processing nor actual or intentional storage in file systems exist, and it's generally not within the scope of the new EU rules. So basically, the person that's currently enforcing this GDPR says, we're not going to fine people for putting the names of their tenants.
Well, I mean, no, it sounds like to me, based on my interpretation of that is that it's outside the scope of the law, which it very well may be. My understanding of the GDPR is it relates to automated processes, computing,
right.
Basically.
Data
so
processing.
I'm not sure that this would be applicable.
Yeah.
I mean, personally, I'd rather not have my name associated with, you know, in place of a number for my house, but it's not going to be that much of a difference.
One thing that's common in the U.S. is people to put their names on their mailbox.
That's true, but I don't put my name on my mailbox, and it's not like somebody's forcing the name on my mailbox at the same time.
Right, but you also don't live in government housing where they might require you to have your name
on
a mailbox.
That's true, but at the same time, these people don't necessarily have a choice but to live in government housing because of the way these very socialist countries are basically operating. If you... I mean, if they weren't taxing people...
So you're saying that there are only 220,000 households in all of Vienna?
No, what I'm saying is that if you take these people's money and then you give them housing vouchers because you've taken all of their money, they can't afford to pay for their own rent or purchase property, et cetera, et cetera.
Let's go to the phones and what I believe to be a prank caller. Hopefully it's not Chuck in San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thought.
Hey, guys. Hello?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, it's Chuck from San Francisco, yeah. So, you guys are doing a fantastic show tonight. Absolutely love it. Yeah, I was calling in with kind of a problem I have. So, let me explain. I'm a big fan...
Was going to be a prank call. The headline, or the subject was sexy ladies. Figured it was going to be a prank call. Thank you, I guess. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. AnyPay.Global.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform. The unique spelling of Horizon is a nod to their heritage and recognizes that they remain committed to the vision that their project was built upon. Their coin and ticker symbol remain ZEN. Learn more at Horizon.Global and join the Horizon community. Horizon.Global.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the toll-free call-in line where you can call in and join us. There's also the Discord call-in lines. Head over to discord.lrn.fm. Going to change gears here and talk about taxes. You know, something that everybody loves, right? I say that with tongue firmly planted in cheek. But first, want to tell you about a way that if you have a retail business and you're looking for a solution for point of sale for cryptocurrency acceptance, well, it's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork. There is no approval process to open an account with AnyPay. If you already have a tablet, then you're halfway there. Basically, just sign up at AnyPay.Global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses into the setup page and then load the app. That's it. You're ready to accept cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash. And now Bitcoin Cash has been reinstituted into the AnyPay system. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. That's AnyPay.Global. So, taxes. Everybody's favorite thing, right?
That's right.
Yeah, I don't know of anybody that actually likes taxes. I think most people just sort of, you know, like they you know.
Oh, I know they're out there. I know there are some people who enjoy paying taxes because they think that they are supporting charitable programs or whatever.
Well, apparently a new study says that residents with lower incomes pay a higher effective tax rate. States and localities are filling their coffers by disproportionately burdening lower-income residents who are taxed at a higher effective rate than top earners, according to a study that was released by a tax policy group on Wednesday. The 50-state analysis by the Nonpartisan Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy found that the lower one's income, the higher the effective overall rate of taxation at the state and local level. The study includes sales tax, excise tax, user fees, and income tax. In fact, states which boast low income taxes are often the most likely to have systems that end up shifting the fiscal burden to lower income residents, says Carl Davis, one of the authors of the study. The reason? States with low or no income tax meet their budgets, Davis says, by taxing consumer goods, property, and certain services and items. Since those items and services are taxed at a flat rate, everyone pays the same rate regardless of income. They add up to a bigger chunk of poorer earners' income than richer ones, he says. Further, people who choose to live in states with little or no income tax might find they end up paying more than if they lived in a state with a higher income tax. Thoughts so far?
I would love to see their methodology on this, because we've seen 50 state analysis of people's overall tax burden, and New Hampshire, where we have no income tax
and no general sales tax,
is consistently at the top of that list of most least expensive places to live as far as taxation.
This is anecdotal evidence here, but I certainly, when I moved from New Jersey, which is one of the higher tax states, I'm glad that I have no income tax in New Hampshire, and there's no general purpose sales tax.
Right.
Property taxes
in New Jersey are about the same, right?
They're about the same. I think I was paying a little bit more in property taxes in New Jersey. So certainly I'm doing much better in New Hampshire.
Right.
So,
you know, whereas somebody that lives in, say, Florida, where the property taxes are lower and there's also no state income tax, they might not be, you know, as benefited by the move to New Hampshire because property taxes are higher.
Right, but they do have a sales tax down there.
Right. But, you know, the property tax, that's the one that is sort of the most visible, right? Because you get that bill once a year, or in some places twice a year. And, you know, you're writing a big, huge, giant check, whereas when you go to the grocery store, oh, you're just adding a little
bit on.
They're
just nickel and diming you.
Yeah.
Now, there are some things I will say that New Hampshire has tax-wise that New Jersey doesn't. So it's not a lot of things that I've noticed, but little things that I can understand do add up. There's a vehicle registration tax, or I think they call it a fee, but it's a tax ultimately.
Right.
New Jersey was $5. In New Hampshire, hundreds a year.
Right, because New Hampshire tax is based on the value or the estimated value of the vehicle.
Yeah, so like minimally you're probably going to pay hundreds a year. Yeah. I don't know what a brand new vehicle is. I haven't had a brand new vehicle in New Hampshire, but it's at least hundreds a year. And I'm trying to think what else we've got. There is a prepared meals tax, which is 9%. New Jersey has a 7% tax.
Right.
So it is a little bit higher for and I like to eat out a lot. So it's certainly, does have a bit of an impact there too. And I'm trying to think what else. I think that.
Right, but your clothes aren't taxed. So when you go to.
It's not taxed in New Jersey either.
Okay. Hmm. I know that there are some states that they tax everything.
New York was.
I know some
was
states
like
they even
that.
Tax groceries.
Yeah. Alabama is one of the states that still taxes groceries. Whereas other states, they don't tax groceries, but then they write the rules in such a way as to where Twix may or may not be taxed based on the aisle that it is in.
You know, I've been to places like Chicago. You've got an income tax in Illinois. You've got property taxes. Then you've got a 12% sales tax.
What?
12% sales tax in Chicago.
I thought the highest in the United States was like 10%, other than like maybe New Jersey and very slight places where it's 13.
Yeah, it's 12 in Chicago. I've not heard of a 13 in the U.S.
I'm guessing
there's like special administrative districts in New Jersey,
but generally some percent in New Jersey. In Chicago, that's probably one of the states where there's the state sales tax,
the
county,
the local,
and then the municipal. Yep. So once you add all of those together,
it's 12.
Yeah.
You're right. You're probably right.
Yeah, I think in Birmingham it's 10 or 11, whereas there are some unincorporated parts of the county just a few miles outside of the city where the tax rate's like 5.5 or 6.
Oh, wow. That's a huge difference.
Yeah.
That's a big difference.
Continuing on with this article from U.S. News, Davis, again, who was one of the authors of the study on taxation, says, "It's a common belief that states without income taxes are universally lower tax states. But the reality is that low-income tax people living in Texas, which has no personal income tax, pay much higher taxes than if they lived in so-called high-tax states like California or New York. Nationally, people living in the bottom 20% of earners face a state and local tax rate that is about 50% higher than the top 1% of households, according to the study. That does not mean that low-income people pay more in absolute dollars, only that their effective tax rates are higher.
By percentage.
The national average effective state and local tax rate is 11.4% for the bottom quintile of taxpayers, compared to 7.4% for the top 1% of income earners. According to the study, Washington State is the least equitable in the nation, with the biggest disparity between effective rates for low-income people and the rate for the wealthiest. Rounding out the top 10 are Texas, Florida, South Dakota, Nevada, Tennessee, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Oklahoma, and Wyoming. States the authors deem most equitable, the ones with tax systems in which the top earners pay more, are California, Vermont, Delaware, Minnesota, New Jersey, Maine, New York, Montana, Maryland, and Oregon. The differences come from the widely variant ways that states raise their money. The federal income tax, for example, is progressive, meaning people earning more end up paying a higher portion of their income in taxes. While deductions can lower the ultimate tax bill, the basic format is intended to ease the burden for people with at least with the least ability to pay. States, however, do things differently. Some have progressive income taxes, some have flat rates for everyone regardless of income, and others have none at all. All states, however, have to get their money from somewhere. I want to pause there to say that this presupposes that states have to exist and have to pay for things.
Very true.
But, that's true.
The popular narrative is that governments have to tax people, and there are certain things that they have to pay for, and they have to pay
taxes
for those.
Taxes are the price we pay for civilization.
You know what I find funny is we pay all this money in taxes, and then, so I drove from North Carolina the other day, I didn't drive, my partner did, but all the way from North Carolina to New Hampshire. I can't tell you how many tolls we went through. We went through probably a dozen tolls. It's like, isn't this supposed to solve those taxes? Isn't that supposed to solve these types of problems?
Oh, you're trying to logic here. There's no logic in government.
No.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.